Happy to be talking to Victoria Martino this morning from Mowers and More, 224 Ulster Avenue in Saugerties, as part of our home improvement contest. Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. How are you?
Fine, fine. Glad you are there. So anyway, tell us, what are some of the most important things that we should do with our machines as we prepare for late spring and summer? What's up?
So this is going to sound a little weird, but we're going to start with winter stuff first.
Okay.
Because we're coming out of the winter season, right? So
yep.
A lot of people forget to wash their snowblowers. And we got salt and grime and sand and all that stuff in our snowblowers. You want to make sure you just wash that out before you put them to bed. That's the first thing. Then you can start on spring stuff. So, like, often in this area, we have a lot of mice. You got to check the bigger machines for mouse nests. They'll get in there and they'll get batting and cotton and all sorts of stuff in there. They're all fire hazards. So you're going to want to check your bigger machines for evidence of mice in the engine, because they bring in all sorts of stuff. They're fire hazards. Your machines can catch on fire. Sometimes it sneaks up on you if you don't look. Acorns, cotton, insulation hanging out of your engine shrouds there.
Wow.
Another thing you want to do is charge your batteries. Say if you didn't have it, you know, on a charger over the winter, or if it was out in the cold, your battery is going to be dead. You're not going to revive it by running the machine. So jumping it once is fine, but you want to make sure you charge it before you get going.
Gotcha. We don't need exploding mice. We don't need that.
We don't need exploding mice.
No.
It's not pretty.
Honestly. No, I guess not. Wow. Jeez. What about routine maintenance? How often should we do that?
Depends on the machine and how you use it. Your maintenance schedules are going to be in your owner's manual. For a four-cycle mower, you're going to want to change the oil at least once a year.
Okay.
If you're working in dirty environments, you're going to want to do that more often. So it kind of depends, but you'll need to check other things like your air filters or spark plugs, your blades, your belts more often, and those are going to need to be changed when they need to be changed. If you're doing a lot, you're going to need to sharpen your blades more than once a season. People tend to think of these things like vehicles.
Yeah.
Your car has all sorts of safety things built in so you don't destroy it. Your small engines don't have that. So it's going to be a different maintenance schedule, which, you know, you really should lean on your owner's manual to find that.
Victoria from Mowers and More on the phone with us. Are there any particular products or tools that you would recommend for maintaining our outdoor equipment, Victoria?
Yeah. So if you're doing your oil changes at home, you might find like a flexible funnel helps. Some of those drains can be in weird spots, and having a flexible funnel will keep the oil off of all of your stuff. You know, that way you're not covering your mower and your floor in oil. I like to remind, you know, when we're talking about maintenance, that the engine oil for your car is different than the engine oil for your machines. So motor oil that you get at a car place is better than no oil, of course.
Yes.
But it's kind of like saying, so it's going to make you laugh, kind of like saying you can use car oil instead of canola oil in a recipe. It is oil, but they're for different things. So
yeah.
Make sure when you're doing your maintenance, you're using an oil that's rated for your small engine, and your manual will help you out with that, or we can help you out if you have questions.
What safety precautions should we take when using this stuff?
To lean on, you know, always read your safety information in your manual. Things like, you know, with chainsaws, you need to wear safety equipment, have the proper chaps, wear gloves, at least be wearing goggles. This time of year when we start having these spring in like a lion storms, I like to make sure people know they don't run their generators in enclosed spaces. Most people know that they can't run the generator in the house or a garage. For sure. I mean, I think people get
well,
that, but
most people know that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, in general,
yeah,
that's, you kind of know you don't run engines inside.
Yeah.
But with generators, we hear it often. People put them in enclosed porches or covered porches, and carbon monoxide is really good at mixing with the air, you know, in the ranges that we breathe. So it doesn't just sink to the floor and go away.
Yes.
It's going to build up in those areas that are shielded by wind. So if you're running a portable generator, you want to make sure that you know, that it's in a completely open space.
Got that. Good job. Victoria from Mowers and More. What else we need to know?
Here's my favorite tip for starting pressure washers. I bet you if somebody doesn't have an electric pressure washer and they have a gas one, starting them are really difficult sometimes, and it seems kind of crazy. And if you don't know this trick, it's just going to drive you nuts. So when you're going to pull the pressure washer to start it, it may be very difficult, and you don't know why. If you just take the pressure washer wand and act like you're going to spray, so you engage that wand like you're going to spray water.
Yep.
And then you pull the start, it's going to be much easier because now you've decompressed the pump. There's no pressure in there holding that starter back. You don't have any pressure in the cylinders, and it's much easier to start. It'll start just like that.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
My husband taught me that, and I don't know if he let me suffer for a while before telling me, but it's much easier now, and
that's great.
I feel like that needs to be spread.
That is fantastic. Gosh darn it, man. Victoria Martino from Mowers & More. They're 224 Ulster Avenue. They're across from Saugerty's Lumber. Any questions you might have, feel free. They're always there for you. They'll answer any question you got. Pleasure it is, Victoria, and I thank you so much for being part of this thing with us.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Bob. Be safe out there and have a happy spring.